Your guiding star can truly light up someone's life. Legacies. Josie's story. Volunteer impact assessment. The results are in. Volunteering. A day in the life of Mary Martin. The approximate length of this recording is 8 minutes. Legacies. Your guiding star can truly light up someone's life. We think of guide dogs as guiding stars, helping their owners live the life they choose. This Christmas, we'd like to invite you to take part in our Guiding Stars appeal by dedicating a star in memory of a loved one. The stars will be hung on Christmas trees at 5 of our guide dogs' centres around the UK. This is a lovely way to remember a cherished person or pet at this special time of year, while helping transform the lives of people with sight loss. Donations to our Guiding Stars appeal will be used to breed, name and train a new guide dog puppy. Last year's Guiding Stars appeal raised funds for a gorgeous golden retriever puppy, Chris, who's now with his puppy walker, Pat. We're also delighted to report that 2015's pup, Joy, has been partnered with first-time guide dog owner Margaret for more than 8 months. A pivotal moment for Margaret was when they were crossing a road and Joy suddenly stopped because an electric car passed by, which Margaret couldn't hear. She knew then that she could totally trust her beautiful Joy. You can dedicate a star in memory of a loved one this Christmas by calling 0800 953 0113 and we will send you a Guiding Stars pack. Included here is a photograph of a yellow Labrador guide dog puppy surrounded by gold tinsel and star decorations.
Children and Young People's Services. Josie's story. Within 24 hours of birth, Josie Woolley had had a stroke. The doctors couldn't tell her parents, Roger and Melanie, what damage it might have caused, but warned that Josie might not be able to walk, talk, or see. Not knowing how she'd develop was awful, said Roger. This was a particularly difficult time for the family, as they didn't know where to find support. But a friend recommended guide dogs. Roger spoke to Education Support Officer John Turnbull, who helped him apply for an education health and care plan to ensure Josie gets the support she needs at school. John said, Roger is now able to make choices on his own because he knows what Josie is entitled to, and we've helped empower him to go into education meetings and ask the right questions. Roger added, Josie's confidence has improved so much since we found out about guide dog services. Now we have the freedom to ask for advice and strategies that can make life easier. It means we can focus on being a family. Included here is a photograph of Josie Woolley playing on a swing. Find out more at www.guidedogs.org.uk/CYP or call us on 0800 781 1444. Volunteering. Volunteer Impact Assessment. The results are in. A big thank you to the 2,931 volunteers and 302 staff who completed Guide Dog's third Volunteer Impact Assessment, VIA. We want to make sure the time dedicated by our 16,000 volunteers is well supported and is the most effective it can be. The purpose of this research is to understand their contribution and what the volunteering experience is like for volunteers and for staff. We were pleased to see that 82% of volunteers rated their communication from guide dogs as good or excellent. And when asked about preferred channels, there was high interest in national e-newsletters and Volunteer Information Point, our volunteer intranet. 71% of volunteers would strongly recommend volunteering for guide dogs, an increase of 67% in 2017. One challenge is 87% of volunteers feel their supervisor values their contribution, up 5%, compared to 62% who feel the organisation values their contribution, down 5%. Over the next few months, we will be developing action plans at a local, regional and national level, informed by this feedback. To find out more about what's happening near you, please contact your local team, who will put you in touch with your local Volunteer Voices representative. This project would not have been possible without all the volunteers and staff who have supported, analysed and shaped the assessment. A big thank you to you all. If you are interested in donating your time to Guide Dogs through volunteering, please visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/volunteer or call our friendly volunteering office on 0345 143 0191. Made some fantastic memories and hopefully have contributed to a very deserving cause along the way. Events Day Assistant Fundraiser. I love sharing stories about my dog and informing the public how she has changed my life. I enjoy being a speaker and telling my personal story. Speaker. The work the guide and assistance dogs do is amazing and I am proud to be a volunteer. Fundraiser.
A day in the life of training and behaviour advisor Mary Martin. It's clear that Mary loves working with dogs. He had worked at both the RSPCA and Dogs Trust as a rehoming officer before joining Guide Dogs, first in the kennels and then as a guide dog trainer within the Central Midlands Mobility Team in Leamington. A year ago, he became one of our training and behaviour advisors who are supporting the rollout of our training programme, STEP, or Standardised Training for Excellent Partnerships. It's great to be involved in something that's having such a positive effect on our guide dogs, he says, and a real privilege to be at the forefront of what's going on. Mary's role is to train and provide ongoing support to staff in the STEP programme, and that's not just the guide dog trainers and mobility instructors. He explains, it includes staff who work directly with the dogs, desk-based colleagues and volunteers, as everything has to be in keeping with the STEP programme. For example, a dog might be spending time in the office, and the staff there need to know the right way to settle the dog. At the moment, Mary is taking two guide dog mobility instructors and their trainee guide dogs through the STEP programme. Key to this new way of training is the use of the clicker, which the trainer uses to tell the dog when it's performed the correct behaviour, and a more structured use of food rewards. Mary uses a combination of coaching and demonstration to show the trainers the steps involved. He says, each session is a bit like circuit training. We set lots of behaviours for the dogs, for example, loose lead walking, indicating a curb, settling, and they all complete a few minutes on each. Food manners are very important, so we have to teach the dogs how to behave around food, especially when someone has a food pouch. Mary relishes the variety of the role, although it can be a challenge to fit everything into his day. He says, I love being able to work with so many people who share a passion for training, both people and dogs. Included here are two photographs. The first is of Mary Martin and his yellow Labrador guide dog puppy in training. The second is of a Labradoodle guide dog puppy training on an obstacle course.